In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, my brothers and sisters, this past week, I have been doing some studying on one of these tools that I think are one of the most useful, profound sources of wisdom, education, and edification. Facebook. And I came across, now let me tell you why I think it's gospel inspired. I don't know if Facebook has ever caused the lame to walk, but it certainly has allowed the dumb to speak, okay? I learned this past week that apparently the earth is flat, the moon is a hoax, and the British royal family are all lizard people who are aliens come to overthrow all the world government. And given those three, that third one seems to be the one that most likely, and that just shows you how crazy all of this actually is. But I did find something that I think is useful. It was a little cartoon, and it was actually two monkeys talking, which, whatever. But the one says to the other, "Do you believe you need the Holy Spirit to go to heaven?" And the other one says to it, "Go to heaven? I think you need the Holy Spirit to go to Walmart." Which is fair. Have you been to Walmart recently? Or ever. I've often threatened that it would be fun to have an observation deck in a Walmart, but that's neither here nor there. The reality is there is a profound truth in that statement. We oftentimes think of the actions of the Holy Spirit as being these huge, big, grandiose sorts of things. We read in Scripture about the Spirit moving across the water in creation, and we think of the Spirit as active in creation. We hear about the Spirit breathing life into the nostrils. In Hebrew, it's ruach. You got to have a ch, or it's not really real, right? It's this Spirit, this air, this breath, this thing that is in all of these big events. We hear about the reading in the book of Acts whenever the Holy Spirit comes and the room is filled with the sound of the rushing wind and the fire and the flames. And it's amazing. We hear in the accounts of Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan that the skies opened up and something like a dove descends. It's this big stuff. The Holy Spirit, we always tend to think of as big stuff. But the reality is, if we are true Christians, if we truly, honestly believe, if we are people who are attuned to what it is we actually say, think, and do as people of faith, the Holy Spirit is ever present in us. The Holy Spirit is with us when we go to Walmart. Thanks be to God, okay? The Holy Spirit is with us when we make big decisions and small decisions. Whenever we walk past a homeless person on the street asking for a buck, the Holy Spirit is that little nagging voice. I should have given him a dollar. The Holy Spirit is there with us whenever we are trying to think about what it is that we need to think, say, or do to bring someone else to the joy and love of Christ. The Holy Spirit is with us in our actions, in our decisions, in all of our movements. And that, my brothers and sisters, I think is one of the most profound facts about the presence of God in our lives. We think that God is only there for the big things. We think that perhaps God is only there for us far too often whenever we think we need Him. Oh, you know, I've experienced this tragedy, this loss, this illness, this problem in my life. But the reality is God is always present. The Holy Spirit is always with us. We always have the opportunity to be in tune to the will, the love, and the power of God. All we have to do is be aware of it. All we have to do is be aware of the presence of God. God is with us each and every single moment of every single day. We so often want to put God on the back burner, think about other things, do other things. The reality is that God is present with us. God is here right now in this room. But more importantly, God is present when we leave this room, when we walk out into these streets, when we face the perils and the dangers and the triumphs of all of our lives, God is present. The Holy Spirit, that advocate that Christ talks about in the reading from John, is present with us. And this is perhaps one of the most important points I think I'm going to make today. And I want to say that maybe I make this point far too often on Pentecost. When Christ is talking about the advocate, the Greek word that's used there is the paraclete. Literally, the one who walks beside us. Literally means the one who walks beside us. Christ left this world into our hands, but left us with the Holy Spirit to guide our hands, to walk beside us, to move with us and through us, that we might be, in a way, the people that God needs us to be in this broken and very hurting world. We are not alone. We are a people empowered to go out and preach the good news, to live lives worthy of repentance if we're going to stretch it all the way back to Advent. We are called to be people who are different, set apart from this world. Because we have known that wisdom and that truth from on high. We've caught a glimpse of it. We don't know it fully, but it is being revealed to us as we can bear it. Slowly and surely, we are becoming more like Christ when we intentionally walk with our loving God. Take that time, my brothers and sisters, to be aware that God is with us at each and every turn of our lives, the good, the bad, the ugly. God is present with us, can guide us, and can move us to be true Christians, the people we want and claim to be, not just fans of Christ, but followers of our Lord and Savior. We can do it because God has given us the Spirit. We can be a people transformed. And by being that people transformed, we can transform the world. My brothers and sisters, you can start that transformation on Facebook. But you need to live it in your lives. At home, at work, and on every street corner. You've got that Spirit. It is with you. I saw that flame dancing on top of your heads when we were reading in the book of Acts. And I got news for you. It ain't going away. And for that, thanks be to God. Amen.